we've just spent an hour talking about weird and wacky news, and I thought I'd take a break from that because honestly, I wanted to talk about something else. And we're going to talk about I've written down a bunch of stuff about films that I wanted to talk about that I thought would be kind of pretty very interesting to talk about. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about is stuff that I'm looking forward to in the cinema at the moment, because there is actually a lot of stuff. Sometimes there are years there that haven't really got anything that kind of tickles your taste buds. That's a strange phrase. But there's sometimes things that really kind of catch your eye and kind of make you excited. And I was going to go through my three picks that I've picked out that I thought look real interesting that are coming up later this year. And the first one that I picked out was the latest installment of the Johnny English series, which is Rowan Atkinson's spy spoof. And so Johnny English Strikes Back, which is apparently going to be in cinemas in September. And that's something that I've always kind of really loved, that kind of humour. And I've enjoyed the series a lot. I mean, it's one of the things that I've probably watched the most. Because it's always like a staple of like, it's near the end of the term. Let's have a fun thing. Let's watch a film. Let's watch Johnny English because it's so good. It's such a good film. And I can't wait for this next one. I mean, I've had a look at the trailer. And it looks just as good, if not even better, than the others. Something else that has really caught my eye quite recently is the trailers and hype building up for The Incredibles 2.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, the first Incredibles actually came out all the way back in 2004. Now, I'm not very good at maths, but that is, I think that's nearly like 14 years ago. That's like 14 years ago that film came out. And that is Pixar. Why have you taken this long to make a sequel? I mean,
yeah,
like,
everybody's so, you know,
everybody's so hyped for this because the original was so good. And then it just kind of sat there for ages. Nobody was really doing anything.
Yeah, kind of gave a lead on to the second one.
They did. They led on to a sequel and then decided to wait 14 years before making the next one. So the hype for this, that particular film, is just insane, and it looks amazing. It seems to be focusing on the kid in the family. I can't remember his, I think it's Jack.
Oh, love Jack.
It's Jack, favorite character. And it's just a really interesting thing because between the two films there has really been like a rise in superhero films, because that's like the most, it seems like the most popular form of film at the moment, because the rise of Marvel and DC, those films are just like they're everywhere at the moment, and it would be really interesting to see something that isn't those two. It's because
something completely different.
Yeah, because the original Incredibles came, as I said, before all of that really blew up, and it's just real interesting. It's just real interesting and good. And the third one I picked out was Disney are going to be producing a kind of live-action animation, well, CGI-type hybrid film called Christopher Robin, documenting the story of how the Winnie the Pooh books were written. And, like, when I first heard about this, I was a little bit worried that they were going to ruin it. I was so worried they were going to ruin it. But after looking at the trailer, it doesn't look too bad. It looks pretty good. And I'm kind of excited to see where they take it, because they could go in a number of different directions with that. It's kind of similar to the film they produced a few years ago called Saving Mr. Banks, where they talked about how the original writer of Mary Poppins, P.L. Travers, was kind of arguing all the time with Disney about how her book should be portrayed in the film that everyone's seen. And that just seems like a kind of very interesting thing. I was wondering if is there anything that you were kind of looking forward to?
Not really. I've kind of seen a few films this year. I saw A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which is just out in the cinema. So I thought it was really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure if it's a PG or a 12, but I found personally bits were quite scary in some sorts. Yeah,
because I mean that pulls into something that I'm going to talk about later. I'm going to nerd out about Ready Player One in a minute, guys. Because there was a section in that kind of focused around the film The Shining.
Wasn't it a 12A as well?
Yeah, the Ready Player One is a 12A, and they had a section about The Shining in it, which wasn't in the book. And we kind of we're sitting in the cinema like we didn't sign up for this. We came to watch a film that's why is there a Shining section? It's not even in the book, but I will really get onto that properly in a minute. But we do have some Kylie on the way, and some Kylie and Tom Jones on the way, and here we go.